Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. France's health minister says French citizens will be evacuated from Wuhan, China early next week because of the coronavirus. France now has three cases of that virus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Standing not far from the crash site in Calabasas, authorities warn basketball fans not to drive to the area as coroners are arriving to do their work identifying the victims of the crash. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the manifest indicated there were nine people on board, the pilot and eight passengers.
There is wide speculation as to who the identities are. However, it is entirely inappropriate right now to identify anyone by name.
Smoke is still billowing from the crash site as investigators collect debris that could help explain why the helicopter went down this morning. Dua Hali, SiCalTel, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And that was the story of NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, also known as Gigi, who were killed in a fiery helicopter crash in Calabasas, California this morning near Los Angeles. Seven other people also died in that crash. Federal transportation investigators are trying to find the cause. And on now to France removing citizens from Wuhan, China because of the coronavirus.
Yang is the seventh candidate to qualify for the debate, which will be held in New Hampshire on February 7th.
Control says it's monitoring more than 100 patients nationwide and expects to see more cases. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Jung Perry.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes tomorrow. Senators are taking the day off after hearing from President Trump's legal team for the first time yesterday. NPR's Tim Mack reports Trump's lawyers offered what they said is a preview of what's to come.
In their first presentations, the president's lawyers say that the House impeachment managers, led by Congressman Adam Schiff, have not met the burden of proof. Trump's legal team also said that House Democrats omitted key facts and could not be trusted. And moreover, they argued that removing the president from office would be an affront to voters who are set to go to the polls in November of this year. Following their arguments this week, the Senate may make a decision on witnesses and documents. In order to issue subpoenas for more evidence, Senate Democrats need to convince four Republicans to join them. So far, there is no clear indication that they have met that threshold. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, those who are running for the Democratic presidential nomination return to the campaign trail for the day. There's just over a week to go until the Iowa caucuses. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival, Benny Gantz, are headed to Washington to meet separately with President Trump this week on his Middle East plan, a plan Trump hasn't released yet, though he says he will this week. But Palestinians have not been consulted on the deal and have preemptively rejected the U.S. proposal. This is NPR. In Turkey, rescue teams continue to search for survivors of the magnitude 6.7 quake that hit the eastern part of the country on Friday. Officials say the death toll has climbed to at least 31, with more than 1,500 injured. Authorities say at least 45 people have been pulled out of the rubble, including a mother and her 2-year-old daughter, who were trapped inside a collapsed apartment building for 28 hours. The area is also still dealing with hundreds of aftershocks. The Dutch prime minister has apologized for the government's failure to protect its Jewish citizens from deportation and murder during the country's Nazi occupation. Terry Schultz reports the historic apology comes on the eve of the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz death camp.
140,000 Jews lived in the Netherlands when World War II broke out. By war's end, more than 100,000 of them were dead. Speaking at the Netherlands' annual commemoration of the Holocaust, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said he must acknowledge aloud officials had done too little to protect them. While the last survivors are still among us, he said, I apologize today for authorities' actions then. I do so in the knowledge that no word can contain something as horrific as the Holocaust. Though some Dutch citizens did resist and try to save Jews, such as Anne Frank's family in Amsterdam, Rutte said collectively it was not enough. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Crude oil prices are trading slightly higher in overnight Asian trading at $54.20 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.